2FM Mornings
with Laura Fox
Podcast.
Sponsored by Maxall. From kids' lunches to tonight's dinner, you'll find bags more to get you through the week at Maxall.
Now, there's a lot going on this Sunday, and not least of all is World Bipolar Day. And bipolar is a disorder that comes in different forms, but can affect how you think, feel, behave, and how much energy you have. And one young woman living with that and thriving is Julie Redden, who joins me in the studio now. Julie, how are you getting on?
Hi, Laura. Thanks for having me today.
Thank you for coming in. Are you enjoying the bit of sunshine that you had?
Oh, it's fab.
Yeah.
Fab.
Yeah. It just does a lot for the mood, so it does.
It does.
Can we start talking a little bit about yourself, Julie, and your younger self and how you came to get the diagnosis of depression?
Of course. So when I was in secondary school, I would have quite low moods, and I would have been referred on to CAMHS, Children, Adolescents, Mental Health Services, and they would have diagnosed me with depression. Okay. So at first I tried every other route and then eventually medication. So when I turned 18, it was during lockdown, so it took a while for me to eventually transition to the adult services, which I was reassessed, and they came up with the idea of bipolar 2 disorder.
Okay.
So I was never good at tracking my mood. I was good for a week.
Yeah.
That was it. I couldn't track it. So they actually kept track of it. And yeah, so
when you say keep track of your mood, is it literally that? Like you write down how you were?
Yeah, every few days they would give me a ring. How are you today? Check in. It could be in the evenings. They were excellent. Amazing.
Okay.
And yeah, they just kept
on top of it.
Yeah, kept on top
so
of it.
That's what I'm wondering. Like, and for anybody listening who is trying to understand, like, how did you know that there was more going on that led to the bipolar diagnosis?
So initially I didn't. I didn't know. I felt like it doesn't just feel like depression. Mm. It didn't feel right. But when I heard bipolar, I was like, no, I'm not like them.
Yeah.
That I didn't understand bipolar. And I suppose knowledge is key. When I researched it, it just clicked. That was it.
That's just kind of fit the bill.
That sounds like me.
Yeah.
The highs, they don't reach obviously full mania, so they were very hard to notice.
Okay.
But people around me, I'd be full of energy. I'd be the most organised person in the world. I didn't need as much sleep. I'd be just full of life. And then someone that knew me very well would be like, come in to me now next week, you're going to be down the dumps. And they knew that the low was coming from the high. Now thankfully, since starting medication, they haven't been as extreme.
Okay, so they're kind of regulated out a bit.
Yeah.
Okay.
So my mood fluctuates extreme. So I have lows, have highs, but they're never as much as they were. They're more manageable.
And I mean, like, and everyone does, no one's mood is ever linear. But
Absolutely. But
obviously, you know, you would have grown up with the highs of the highs and the lows of the lows and not realised that there was anything wrong with that.
No.
Yeah.
And it was exhausting. It is exhausting.
I would imagine so.
People don't realise living with bipolar disorder is exhausting. There's more going on in your head than anyone will ever realise.
And it doesn't stop.
It doesn't stop.
So it's a constant...
It's a constant worry that you'll go low when it's an important time.
Oh God, okay.
Or you'll... Yeah, it's just... It's so... I always in college, everyone like, oh, you're so prepared. And I'd be like, well, I actually don't know when a low is coming.
So you have to be.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and I did hit a low during a placement, and it was the only negativity I've ever experienced with bipolar disorder. I disclosed I had bipolar disorder, and she said, could I not have picked a better time to come on placement? And I just said to her, look, I don't know when it's coming.
Yeah,
I have a feeling, but I can't tell you exactly when it's coming. And I passed my nursing career. I passed my nursing degree. I'm full-time nursing now.
Which is amazing.
Yeah. And yeah. I believe I can live a normal life like anyone else. And I'm happy to discuss with anyone my bipolar disorder.
And Julie, that's because you're armed with the tools and you're armed with the knowledge.
Absolutely.
And, you know, because you have the information, it means that you can handle a down day. What does a down day look for you, if you don't mind telling us?
My anxiety would be quite high.
Okay.
I am a scratcher.
Okay.
So where I feel it quite physically. So I'd be tired. My I wouldn't be hungry. Okay. I'd have no energy, no enthusiasm. You'd know by me. Mm-hmm. It's I can hide it for such a length, but you'd know by me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The saying there that you're a scratcher as well actually is just a, you know, that's where it kind of clicks, where it's like, this isn't something that's mentally draining you as well, it's physically draining you.
Oh, it's totally physically. Yeah. Like my legs, I would have a lot of restless legs. Okay. Physically, yeah, it takes a huge toll on me physically. Even to brush your hair on a really bad day would be about the most you could do. Now, I haven't had them in a long time, which I'm very, very grateful for.
Yeah.
But it's just the little things.
You said you kind of have an indication on when they're coming. Like, absolutely. What are the signs like that? Do you just notice that you are starting to slow down a bit more?
I'll notice, yeah, and other people will notice.
Okay.
So usually after a stressful period, I'm fine during a stressful period. It's after it.
Because obviously I would assume that your cortisol is really high and that you can get through the stress.
Yeah. And I give everything.
Yeah.
Everything to everything.
Yeah. Which I can imagine so.
Yeah.
Bipolar presents differently for everybody. So for you then as well, you know, talking about like the incredible lows and like not even being able to brush your hair, the scratching and the physicality of it.
Yeah.
And then the highs, I assume, consume the same amount of energy.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And then it's when you've hit the lows, your body is trying to catch up from all the energy used in your highs.
Yeah.
So sleep is a huge part of my life.
Yeah, you were actually in studio here in 2FM a couple of years ago.
I was.
Yeah, and
I was.
You were saying about sleep, how like managing your sleep is absolutely crucial for your life.
Absolutely. It's one of my, definitely one of my priorities in life. Yeah. Anyone knows me knows I love my bed. I love my sleep. Yeah, sleep is, and routine is a very, very important thing to me. And if I'm going anywhere, I like to be early and be settled.
Yeah.
And anyone that I work with will know I'm always first in the door and I like to know what's going on. And that's a bit of a control thing I have as well. I like to be in control of the situations because I can't control my bipolar disorder.
Yeah, well, I mean, you've gotten yourself into a position where you are being incredibly prepared so that you can set yourself up for the best outcome.
Absolutely.
And I mean, it should never be blamed back on you for, you know, how your day is going to go.
Exactly.
You were a student nurse, obviously, a couple of years ago. I know that you said that you were fully qualified now. Which
fully qualified.
Is absolutely incredible. What did that achievement feel like for you?
Amazing. It's something I feared that I wouldn't get through.
Okay.
I had a lot of ups and downs, and all I can say is I have one amazing cousin, well, two, that got me through it. My family, my brother, my mom, my dad, everyone around me. I have amazing friends, and the lecturers at SETU in the nursing building, they were such a good support. I had amazing support around me, and that's a vital part of it, is the support around you and being able to lean on someone when it isn't as rosy.
Yeah. You just said, I know you mentioned your two cousins and your whole family and the lecturers. And earlier on when we were chatting here, you said about how, you know, you can kind of tell when your down days are coming, but people around you can too.
Yeah.
I would say that that has to be incredibly important. And also it's everybody's a part of this diagnosis.
Absolutely.
With you. So.
And at the start, sometimes I'm in denial. No, I'm not going low. No, I'm not going low.
Which, I mean, everybody is.
Yeah.
But like, if anybody tells you, like, and I bring it down to the simple basis, which is nothing like and no comparison. But if, you know, if you're in a bit of a rot of a mood and somebody says to you, oh, I think your period's on the way. You're like, would you leave me? You know,
absolutely,
it's the same. Like, leave me alone.
It's like, you put up a barrier.
Yeah.
No.
So I suppose for years of dealing with this, has it gotten easier for people around you to be able to acknowledge, Julie, I think there might be a down day coming?
And I will talk about it.
Okay.
I will always, if I'm feeling not a great day, I will say it to someone.
Yeah.
I've stopped hiding it. I want to show people the real side of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's part of living with bipolar, part of living everyday life.
But also showing the real side of it, and actually it's that sigh of relief, and it's, you know, problem shared, problem half.
Exactly.
I would assume that it means that if you can admit and go, yeah, no, I am feeling really crap and I can't get through this, that it means that the down is probably going to be quicker and you can get out of it again.
Yeah. And I have a little quote I always live by.
Go on.
So it's like navigating through a stormy sea. Sometimes it's calm, sometimes it's turbulent, but always learn to steer your ship with resilience and hope.
That's fantastic. It's and so fitting as well.
Absolutely.
And I mean,
absolutely.
Everybody can apply it into their day all the time. Yeah. You are back studying again. Like, how do you do it all? I just mean, in general, that's a
I
lot.
Like to stay home. I'm doing an absolute amazing course in Waterford in respiratory care.
Amazing.
It's a 9-week course part time, but I've learned that I love learning.
Yeah.
And I will continue to learn because knowledge is key.
Knowledge is key. Definitely. I mean, you're so young as well. So it's like, it's fantastic that you're such a sponge.
With bipolar disorder, I'm always learning.
Yeah.
With everything it's about. Yeah.
Yeah.
And understanding.
It's amazing that you're here today to talk about it, because obviously I did mention that Sunday is a big day because it is World Bipolar Day and Mother's Day. There's the two of them in one. You and your mom are involved with Aware. What role do they play?
So my mom, or Aware, give me a lot of support. My mom has multiple cirrhosis and is in need of full time care. So my dad does a lot of it, but I do a good bit of the care as well. And obviously I need support doing that. And it's just been amazing. My mom is a very special person to me. It's where I got my love for volunteering. My mom would give and give and give. And I have gotten that from her.
Yeah.
I love giving. I find it gives something to me. I'm hugely involved in charity work.
Yeah.
So I'm Team Hope Shoebox Appeal is a big... Team Hope Shoebox Appeal.
Okay.
I do huge work around that.
Okay.
And we recently done a fundraiser for North Tipperary Search and Rescue.
Yeah.
Amazing family I'm very close to. Lost someone, and North Tipperary Search and Rescue were amazing. So the Brennan family did a fundraiser, and of course I got a little bit stuck in. But yeah, I love anything that I can do to help others. It's just... Yeah,
it's fantastic. It's great to have that relationship. And sorry, what a gift to get from your mom, you know, like to have experienced her always giving and
absolutely.
Always helping where she can, and to have taken that into your day to day is just makes you an all round very caring person. We've just got a text in here that says, "Hi there, I've got bipolar disorder and it's good to listen to you, Julie, that you were shining a light on the condition. It is indeed exhausting and sleep is crucial to maintaining good mental health, but overall I find it very inspiring to hear someone thriving with it. Thanks."
Thanks a million.
And I mean, that's exactly what, you know, you're here for today. And I know that Sunday is obviously shining a big light on it, but it is changing the narrative.
It is.
On bipolar disorder.
And I know a lot of people mean their best and say, when you're down, get out and exercise. And exercise is crucial, but sometimes you just can't.
Yeah.
You try to do as much as you can, and it's not always easy. People saying, go exercise, go do this, it'll be great for you. Now, exercise obviously is amazing, but I find, you know, it's... Sometimes it's easier looking in at someone's life than actually being in it.
But also, Julie, I mean, they're giving that advice off the back of if someone is feeling a bit sad or a bit down or a bit unmotivated. It's not someone who's got bipolar disorder. And I think that that's where the awareness needs to come in as well, that it's not just snap out of it.
Yeah.
It's not
absolutely.
Just how long is this down going to last? Yeah. Because I don't know, and I don't want to be down. I assume that's what the feeling is about it.
Absolutely.
Talking about it and explaining to people that, you know, you were misdiagnosed with depression.
Yeah.
Because they're, I would assume, very closely
they're
aligned.
They're very closely connected.
Yeah. So it's all about having the awareness, getting the proper help and, you know, medication, if that's the route that you need to go to, that can level you out. And then it means that you get to live and thrive just like...
Absolutely.
Our text out there, and exactly what we can see coming off you as well.
Oh, thank you.
No, Julie, thank you so much for joining us today. I really appreciate you coming into us. World Bipolar Day is this Sunday, March 30th, and there is more information on bipolar at aware.ie.
2FM Mornings
with Laura Fox.
Podcast.
Sponsored by Maxall. From kids' lunches to tonight's dinner, you'll find bags more to get you through the week at Maxall.